RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions!
You're listening to the best of the Lions.
Oh, baby, how beautiful is that?
A weekly mix of 97.1, the Ticket's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
Midday show was stirring the pot yesterday with Jared Goff. Did you see his quotes?
I did, and I heard them, and I know everybody's, well, some are a little fired up about the comments. It didn't bother me at all, but I think we should, I'll give my perspective after we hear from Jared Goff.
Okay, so this is from Carson Anderson. Here's the question and the answer.
We took some calls yesterday from fans who just don't think it's going to happen for you guys this year. What would you say? Right, I know.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. What would you say to try and reinstill faith in the people that are...
I don't need to reinstill faith in anyone. You know, it pisses me off a little bit to hear that. But, yeah, you know, we got to win this first one. And Pittsburgh at home, we'll have it in front of our home fans. And, yeah, it'll be great. You know, go out there and get that W and hopefully prove a lot of our people wrong.
So does that upset you?
Seems innocent enough, right? Right? Why would you be pissed off at fans?
I didn't really take it like that.
Well,
I
think it pisses me off that fans need faith to be reinstilled in them.
Sure, the comment does. I don't know that he's necessarily pissed off at fans. And so this is brought up all the time in regards to how I view things. In the moment, if I was faced with that question as a player, I'd probably say the same thing, the instant reaction. And that's what, obviously, you know, Doug and Stoney, they wanted the raw reaction from Jared Goff. They got it.
They did.
And I tell you what, I'll flip that around. As a player, as a fan, don't you want your players, your team, to have that passion, that belief, the fact that you're going to go out there against all odds and your fate is not in your control, but you're just going to attack this next game and we got to get this game. We are going to go out and prove everyone wrong because there are a lot of people that are doubting that. I know you're one of them.
There is no issue with Jared Goff believing in his team, but don't be mad at fans who have doubts. If you want to be mad at anybody, be mad at yourself and your team for being in this position where you don't control your own destiny. If you want to be pissed off at somebody,
which I'm sure he is.
Right, but don't be pissed off at fans. The fans did not put this team in this position. Doubts are valid.
Yeah, but
doubts are fair.
He was mad at the comment, not at the fans.
It's not how I took it. He is mad at fans.
I think he's mad at the comment. He's mad at the sentiment.
Yeah, he's mad at the sentiment from fans.
And part of it, he's not going to sit there and say, "Yeah, I'm pissed off at myself as well." I think that is understood. I think they're inherently upset with the fact that they lost to Minnesota, a game that there's absolutely no way they should have lost. You look at some of the opportunities that they have, and whether it was an inopportune interception early in the season by Jared Goff, or it was the fact that the defense is banged up again, you could be mad just because they're hurt. You're not mad at the players. You're just mad at the situation. But they have done that to themselves. And yes, it's inherent that they are mad at themselves.
I'm not even mad at Jared Goff's performance this season. I think he's actually had a strong season, but the team doesn't control their own destiny down the stretch here. Fans have every right to doubt this team, and if you're going to be mad at them, I don't think you should be. I think it's out of touch to be mad at the fans.
I think he's mad at the whole situation. He's frustrated with the whole situation, and it's just, hey, the question was asked, what do you think about those comments? And he said, well, it pisses him off. The comments piss him off.
Comments from fans.
Okay, yes, not mad, like he's not mad at the individual fans.
No, I don't think he was going down the list and pointing at people in the stands.
Joe in section 125.
Got a bone to pick with you.
Yeah.
Come on down.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just ask the fans themselves? They're listening.
Yeah.
Did that bother you? 248-539-9797.
Or can you appreciate the fact that he's a little bit mad at the world right now because of the position that they're in?
I hope
and
he harnesses
everyone
it.
Everyone is in his world. It's just going to be a lot of... It's hard. And I've always envied the guys that as athletes, when they left practice, they left the facility, they left the game, could just let it roll off their back. And they're okay. In the locker room, yeah, on the field, like, okay, they're upset, but they're able to compartmentalize. I could never do that. I can't do that.
Yeah. His mentality of, we can still do this, and I'm motivated to prove people wrong, is the right mindset. I like that. I don't have any issue with that. Just be careful going at fans. Just be careful being mad at people doubting. You guys have earned those doubts. Those doubts aren't unfounded doubts. Those doubts are very real. Your chances of making the playoffs are low. Those people aren't bad people or bad fans. You got to prove them wrong by playing better than you guys have through 15 weeks. It's on you. It's not on fans. Don't be pissed at them.
Right. Okay. So I'll enter the marriage counseling session for just a moment, because I'm sure you guys have faced this, right? Bad show, bad whatever.
Yeah.
Heather, you know, I'm sure Colin, bad day at work, right? You come home and I do this with Lisa, like she'll tell me, hey, I wasn't there. Why are you mad at me? I'm like, I'm not mad at you.
Yeah.
All right. That's just the relationship between Goff and the fans right now. He's not really pissed at them. He's just mad at the situation.
Oh, I've been there. You think me with my tone?
Why are you
never
taking this out on me? I'm not. Why are you yelling at me? I'm not.
Yes, I can relate to that. 100% right. I can relate
and so
to that.
That's what this situation is. He can't let it go, nor should he. Love the fact that he can't let it go. It is in his blood.
Let's get to some of the fans. Steve and Pinckney, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show. I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
But let me just say this. Jared Goff shouldn't be pissed off at the fans. He should be pissed off with Brad Holmes and the upper management for failing to do the proper things by attracting new personnel, new help. Look what Philadelphia did. Look what the Rams did. Look what Ben Johnson did. They've all added more pieces to their team. That's why we're in a position that we're at now. Somebody better light up a big fire under the general manager here for the Lions, because he failed to do his job.
So point the finger up and not out.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Steve.
That's one way to say it. And I'm sure there are frustrations. Like, I would never, ever. Jared Goff is as classy as they come. He's not going to point the finger at Dan Campbell. He's not going to point the finger at the offensive line. He's certainly not going to point the finger at Brad Holmes. But in your mind, in all those deep, dark places, yeah, there are moments where he's like, gosh, I wish I had last year's offensive line.
Yeah,
you can't dwell on it because you've nothing you can know. But no. You're not publicly going to say it. But yeah, all of those things enter your mind, and then it's a matter of, all right, got to force those things out. That's what we call mental toughness. It's not that those thoughts don't enter your mind, but you don't dwell on them and you don't let them bother you.
Well, it's like we asked Campbell yesterday about personnel. Like, they can't change personnel at this point. It does him no good to dwell on it or throw guys under the bus. Whether he looks at the film and goes, yeah, man, like it's pretty cut and dry why this play didn't work, and it wasn't because I called the wrong play. But at the end of the day, he has to go, well, if I don't have the right pieces, I have to call a different play. It's kind of a version of that. 248-539-9797. We want to hear from fans. When you hear Jared Goff say what he said, which is that it pisses him off to hear that people don't think this is going to happen for Detroit. It pisses him off that people are doubting this football team. Mm-hmm. 248-539-9797.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, that was interesting. Lions quarterback Jared Goff. So, look, I think he put together or put forward a face of confidence that they can get this done. Although, again, he basically keeps reverting back to being focused on one game. Wasn't particularly interested in convincing anybody otherwise when we asked him to do so.
No.
Do you think people out there understand the confidence, lean into the confidence, are as confident as he is, or do you think it's just the way athletes are wired?
I think it's the way athletes are wired. You would never expect him to say, I don't know, it's gonna be really tough. I don't know if we can win 3 in a row. It's like, they would never say that. We've been around Lion teams and other teams in the past that are just not very good teams. And when you get to this part of the season, they used to joke at, when they played at the Silverdome, I-75 eyes. They couldn't wait to go down 75 and get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, they never, we still want to win games. We're athletes. That's what we're paid to do and all that. And a lot of them, that's true. People definitely expect the players – to be as, I don't know, irrational, emotional, care as much as they do. And they do care, but they're just not irrational.
Well, you know what they are? It's like Jansen. I asked him, how many times going into when you played for the Redskins, how many times did you go into a season and think we were winning it all? And he said, every season.
Yeah.
Every season. There is something that about when you're a professional athlete that you believe that you're going to win it all. You don't give up. And it's probably part of what gets them there, what separates them when the littlest minutia can make the difference between a guy who's making it in the league and a guy who can't make it in the league. Stuff like belief in self
absolutely
goes a long way.
And the other thing is, for a lot of these guys who play on teams that obviously have been eliminated already or not very good, their motivation is their individual tape. So they can either get an extension or they're playing for their livelihood.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't think the majority of fans understand.
No, it's a good point, right? Because if you're a player who is, I mean, you're even if your season's done,
right,
you're playing for a contract.
Yeah.
You're playing for your next contract.
Correct. You're playing for other teams to see you and say, hey, I want this guy.
Almost, but very few players get to just retire on their own terms.
No.
And so you're always trying to play for that next contract. Now, let's be clear. The Lions are not there. They have something to play for.
Oh, yes.
And if you missed yesterday's show, as we laid it out, the Lions basically only need one and maybe two upsets to win this division.
Correct.
One of those upsets might be Detroit over Chicago. And that's why I said maybe two.
Right.
The other one would be Baltimore over Green Bay. If chalk holds, and this is why, you know, we're not wish casting a playoff bid here.
No.
But, you know, if Baltimore can beat Green Bay, Detroit very well could still win this division if they run the table.
Correct.
But, you know, they need to take care of their own business. And at this point, you know, you can't say that there's any givens with this team.
No.
I fully expect them to beat Pittsburgh on Sunday, okay?
So do I.
Yeah, I mean, and that's
it's not going to be as easy as a lot of people. Oh, the Steelers coming in, they suck. You know, it's going to be a blowout. No.
I don't believe in the whole, oh, if they lose, they're absolutely winning the next game. But I do believe that there's something about the way this team is programmed and the way Dan Campbell coaches them that they do respond to adversity. And if you extrapolate that, and that's why I asked Jared the question, over the final three games, everything is a must win.
Yes.
Pretty much at this point. Mm-hmm. I suppose it's possible if they don't win them all, but then they need a lot more help.
Correct.
So does the same thing that's made them bounce back after losses, whatever that gear is that they find, that the way that they seem to respond to adversity, which I can get it if it drives you nuts. Why do they have to lose games to bring out the best in them? Because they don't just win. No. They cover. I think of the 16 times they've done it, they've covered 15 times. That's a pretty amazing stretch that doesn't feel like a coincidence.
Right. And even in the games where they've lost in the win-loss thing, the only game where you can really say they played like total crap was the Minnesota game here.
Yeah. I mean, I hated the defensive effort against the Giants. That was really disconcerting.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like the defensive effort against the Rams, yeah, it was what it was. Rams are slicing and dicing just about everybody.
Pretty much.
Have it happen against the Giants was bothersome. But does the same gear that they can find, that intangible that they have, apply to having to win out? It's not the same thing,
no,
but it's very similar. And it's maybe why they have belief. I don't think you should have to lose to be your best.
No.
But it doesn't feel like a coincidence that they blow people out the week after losses.
I think they have belief because they believe, and many fans believe, let's start this week, that they're better than the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mm-hmm. And they believe that even though they lost at home, they are a better team than the Minnesota Vikings. And they believe, based upon what happened early in the season, that they're a better team than Chicago Bears. They genuinely believe that. No matter where the game is played, they are better than those three teams.
248-539-9797. Look, You know, I guess it's probably because of what they've done the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. That means more to me than the 50-year history of letting people down.
Yeah,
I mean, it's more than 50 years. But the history of not getting, mm-hmm. you know, but I think what's happened the last couple of years, the big games that they have won, the ability to dig deep, to overcome adversity, that's why I not only don't give up, I strongly don't give up. Like, I'm firmly not giving up on right. this season.
Look, and I mentioned this yesterday, and you said, why did you bring that up again? And then I saw what he did last night, and he wasn't great. And statistically, he was pretty good, meaning Aaron Rodgers. Oh, yeah. He was 23 of 27. I mean, I remember a game a Sunday night where the Lions needed to beat the Packers here at Ford Field to make the playoffs, and they didn't, or to win the division. I don't remember what it was. We've seen that cretin come in here and do crazy things, you know, to this franchise when the Lions desperately needed to beat the cretin. Aaron Rodgers has a history. Now, conversely, a few years ago, they had to win in Lambeau to make the playoffs, and the Lions find out an hour before the game or whatever that they were out, and they still won and beat Aaron and the cretin and his team. I don't know. I keep calling him a cretin.
I don't know. I'm kind of liking it.
He's a great quarterback.
I thought they had slayed the Aaron Rodgers thing. In the end, I'm looking at this. They won the final three games against Aaron
Correct.
Rodgers.
Well, but Kirby Joseph's not here anymore.
Well, Kirby Joseph
owned Aaron Rodgers.
He really did. But it felt to me like, to me, Aaron Rodgers is not a factor anymore. Like, in terms of, if Aaron Rodgers comes in and plays well, that's fine. I don't feel like Aaron Rodgers has some magical spell over the Lions organization anymore.
I know, but as a fan, that stuff, you know, resonates still.
It doesn't with me.
Okay.
It does with you, though.
Yeah,
huh?
Of course.
Kang, are you scared of Aaron Rodgers?
I'm not scared, but I'm just, it's happened before.
I wouldn't discount him like you are. Yeah. I think you think like it's, dude, you know the history.
No, what I'm saying is, I don't feel he has some magical spell. Him coming in is, to me, a quarterback wearing number 8 for the Steelers. He's not.
No, he's Aaron Rodgers to me.
Okay.
He's always going to be A-Rodge.
Doug brings up a great point, though. He's not 12 anymore.
Ooh. Oh, number 12.
Just when I thought you couldn't bring up something even less relevant, you did.
Yeah.
No, well,
that supports your argument, though.
So we thought we slayed the Dragon as well when they beat Green Bay and knocked them out, kept them out of the playoffs. And I thought so too, Doug. But you don't watch Game of Thrones. So in Game of Thrones, they killed the Dragon as well. Then he freaking came back as a dragon zombie. So I don't know, man. Aaron Rodgers, if he's got one more kick in the schnutz, it's of course going to be against the Lions because that's what he's done his whole career. So if you told me Monday and I didn't watch the game, hey, by the way, Aaron Rodgers did it again. He threw a Hail Mary to DK Metcalf and they beat the Lions. Would you be shocked? I wouldn't. It's Aaron Rodgers. It's the Lions.
If the Lions lose this game Sunday, I'll be shocked.
I don't know why you would be. I honestly, you know the NFL, man.
Well, I do know the NFL, which is why, I mean, as much as anything can shock you in the NFL, I fully expect them to win this week.
It's funny because you literally said in back-to-back sentences, nothing is given with this team, and then you said you fully expect
them to
beat the Steelers.
I know, but yes, as much as you can in the NFL. I'm pretty damn confident. I mean, if you look, last week, you said it, Kang, during the week, you think the Rams are going to win, and there's nothing wrong with that. Do you think the Steelers are going to win this game? It's early in the week. Maybe you're not ready to make that call yet.
Let me ask you this, Doug. If the Lions...
Hold on, I can't answer the question.
I think the Lions are going to win, but I'm not as confident as you
okay,
are.
Okay, fair enough. Go ahead, Stoney. Sorry.
If the Lions... I would have taken everything back, but let's say the Lions would have won Sunday.
Yeah.
And knowing their history of every other game, would you still be as confident in the Pittsburgh game?
Yeah, look, I mean, Pittsburgh's a good team, but I don't think they're a great team.
No,
Detroit is actually playing like a great team.
And it looks like TJ Watt probably won't be playing.
Yeah.
Which helps.
Yep. So, I mean, bottom line is I have more faith that the Lions can find another gear than Pittsburgh can at this point, but short week for Pittsburgh as well. That usually works in your favor. So we'll obviously have a lot of this week to discuss it. And you went cretin.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
All right, coming up, want to play what Noah Eagle said at the end of the Piston game last night. And you tell me if he is correct Get to that at 11:05 on 97.1.
Welcome. RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come in, 3 o'clock audience. Good to have you guys. I want to turn our attention to the Lions. And look, we're saving the playoff stuff for tomorrow because just go win the game. Like, I don't think it serves anybody to talk. There's nothing to say. Win the game, keep your hopes alive. Lose the game, your season's over. I think they will win the game. There you go, 2-4-8. But I want to read something for you. And I have said to you, there's something going on. This is just my opinion. There's something going on with this team where it sounds like, seems like, feels like they're living in a bit of denial or delusion. We've talked about on this show, they're not last year's team. And that's not a sin. It's just they're nowhere near as good as last year. But yet, it seemed like Dan Campbell was living like it was last year's team up until the last couple weeks. All the fourth downs, all the bravado. Then you got the comments against the Rams where it was like, well, the good thing is now we know what the top of the NFC looks like. It's like, brother.
Yeah, that's what it took.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it took. Then you had Jared Goff. And look, I'm not going to go down this weird, I don't know what happened on this radio station where you had people claiming Jared Goff didn't go at the fans when his very audio did. So I'm going to live in reality. And if you want to cape up for a guy making 50 mil a year, you do that. But Jared Goff either not understanding or getting pissed that people have doubts about this team. Well, Jared, that happens when you don't win back-to-back games since September. Then you get to this, and this to me is just another one of these, why is it in this town, especially with the Lions, they can't just look in the mirror and deal in reality. Kelvin Shepard is today's contestant. And this is eerily similar to the Scott Harris thing yesterday of, well, the names are the same, but the team is different. Brondo, it has electrolytes. So he was talking about a monthly review of the defense. Now, he was quick to talk about, hey, yeah, the pass defense has been bad. Well, Kelvin, it's actually been the worst in football. You're allowing 330 yards a game through the air. It's dead last. You've allowed the most touchdowns in football, passing 10 in 4 weeks. Also dead last in the league. It's a huge problem. But he got bizarro as it would pertain to the running game. Regarding the Rams, you ready for this? Now, the Rams ran it for over 160 yards. That's not a good day. And there was not an 80-yard touchdown in there that grossly perverted the entire number. Quote, they popped an explosive run here or there that'll generate a big number. But that 24 or 19, take that out, and they're standing at 4 yards a carry, which is, around this league in the NFL, that sits you near the top 10 and right where you want to be. Huh? So let me just get this straight. If you take out the good runs, we did a great job. Let's do this a different way. Hey, if you take out the shows that we suck, we're amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, if a radio host attempted that, you'd have a real problem. So,
well, you could even reverse that, Mike. If you take away Gibbs' great runs, you just have an average running game.
Uh-oh. So, quote, you can't play this game of taking plays away, but now everything I say is going to be taking plays away. Nobody, and I stand on the table behind this, nobody's lined up and ran the ball down our throats. They popped a run here or there, so that's the rest of the quote. Well, factually, that's actually wrong, Kelvin. And I know you've got your decorative play sheet, and we're all very fond of the intensity.
3-1-3.
Uh-oh. Over half of the Rams' runs, 15 of 29 runs, they went for 6 yards or more, Kelvin. So unless you want me to take out 15 of the 29 carries and then pop a boner over the 14, you didn't spit the bit and give up over six, you're talking Bula. Okay, let's dig a little deeper. Talk about rushing efficiency, right? Like success rate, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Basically, if you get 4 yards on a first down, that's a hell of a good first down. We've just made it second and six.
Correct.
Second down, can you cut that down to third and three? And on a third down, you're successful if you get the first down, all right? Buddy, the Rams borderline had a top 20 performance of any team in football this season with an almost 60% rushing success rate. Kelvin, look in the effing mirror. Why is it in this town, with this team, they can't just own it? They can't look in the mirror, accept they're not who they were, and while they're good and they have a chance at the playoffs, what is going on in the last week?
Because nobody wants to give up the crown, Mike.
What crown? You didn't win a playoff game last year.
But you were the number one overall seed.
It doesn't matter. No one remembers.
No. At least Dan Campbell came out after the game and said, though it may be a little late, that's what the best in the NFC looks like.
The
Which
kind of
means it ain't us.
So in the same week, you got the coach doing that. You got the quarterback butthurt because fans have doubts. Cutscene, you haven't won back-to-back games in 90 days. And then you have the defensive coordinator simply not living in reality. Oh, those three or four plays. Try 15 plays.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting very annoyed. And by the way, they sit middle of the pack in the NFL in yards per carry. So don't act like you're top five and this is an outlier. Like, you guys out there in listener land, are you feeling it, seeing it, hearing it the way I am? It's okay if you're not, but like, I understand the math of what they have to do to get to the playoffs. Are they capable? Yes. Do I believe they're going to do it? Probably not. Based on you haven't strung consistency together. But there's something about the people affiliated with this team refusing to deal in reality that's really angering me. And I don't like it when coaches gaslight people. Yeah. Kelvin Shepard is either woefully unaware of reality or he's gaslighting you. No, you got pummeled on the ground. Stop.
I don't think he wants to admit that his defense gave up over 500 yards. What so there's a reason why.
Give him 30 first downs.
If you take away this and this and this, you know, it's, hey, you know what? If I hit
If off, my grandma had balls, she'd be grandpa.
Right.
That's, come on. If my grandmother's dead, factually. Sorry.
If I only would have had three more numbers, I would have won the Powerball. I wouldn't be here.
So it's just an absurd notion. Now, listen, if a guy gets up there and you gave up 130 yards on the ground and 90 of it was one carry to Chris Johnson in his prime and the other 18 carries were for 40, I can understand your point.
Right.
Man,
we gave up one bad play.
We had one bad moment. It's the pitcher who pitches six shutout innings but gives up a three-run bomb. Mm-hmm. Man, if I could take that one pitch back. You can't do that when they were successful almost 60% of the time. Mm-hmm. 15 carries of 6 yards or more?
Because, Mike, it was a tough pill to swallow. Your defense gave up over 500 total yards. The Rams had their way with you and really took their foot off the gas at the end of the game. They could have had more yards and more points if they chose to. In the second half, you couldn't stop them. So it's almost a sense of pride. Hey, it's not as – don't believe your lying eyes. We actually, if it wasn't for this and that, we would have been okay, and we would have won this thing.
I just don't think defiance is a strategy in sports. I don't think you can be stubborn or defiant or rigid. So if Kelvin Shepard believes what he's saying, it means he's not going to change what he's doing. That concerns me. Not against the Steelers, because the Steelers are ass, and they've got a washed 50-year-old tree bark-eating quarterback. But the Vikings and Bears, specifically the – now, the Vikings actually had the second-best day on the ground against you. Well, you're going to go face that in a week. Mm-hmm. But the Bears running game, that travels.
Ironically enough, you faced three weird quarterbacks in a row.
Truth. So, look, I just – whether it was Campbell, Goff, or now Kelvin Shepard, do you guys feel like the Lions are being a bit stubborn about their current situation? That, well, if you take away these 15 plays, we had a good – what? Dude, you gave up 30 first downs. Mm-hmm. Gave up 519 yards of offense. And the ground game, you're either woefully unaware or you're gaslighting. Don't do that. You don't need to do that. And I think Kelvin Shepard primarily has done a pretty damn good job, all things considered. But I don't have to make stuff up.
Yeah, it really is head scratching that this is what you want to, the hill you want to die on. That, well, if you take away this, then, or you take it as a whole, your defense did not have a good day. You own it. And yeah, we're going to work on a lot of things. Gave us a lot of film and a lot of tape to study, and we have 3 weeks to get our act together and get ready for the playoffs. Here it is. It's just that easy. That's what you need to say. Don't take away from, well, this and that, because the irony is your team offensively is built on the big plays. So other people could say, Giants could say, well, take away the three runs by Jahmyr Gibbs, and we win this thing. And how ridiculous does that sound?
I think it's also, and I do, I'm not trying to like overdo it with this, but if you don't recognize there's a problem, then you're not going to look for the solution. So that is concerning to me. I'm proud of the fact that we try to just talk reality on this show, and it gets us in trouble or people get angry. We talked about the third down problem before people realized it was a problem. We talked about the ground game sliding. We've talked about the defense and kind of, look, none of it is feelings. It's just facts. So my whole thing is, yeah, I want to believe they can make the playoffs. I want to believe they can win three in a row. And I'm concerned defensively. You know how I feel about Brian Branch, by the way. Right. I don't think it's any accident. They had 15 carries of 6 yards or more because the most physical player on that defense is gone.
He wasn't there. See, I'm going to chalk this up to Shepard, first year, not experienced when asked questions. So over time, I think he will get a little bit better with his answers.
Okay.
I'm just going to chalk it up to, this is his first time really feeling the pressure.
The problem I have in it, too, is he basically buried the pass defense and is like, oh, yeah, it's terrible. The pass D is a problem. But then you want to get chesty about your run defense.
Because you know what it is, Mike. Run defense, it's the measuring contest that every coach wants to say, we can stop the run and we can run the ball down.
But what I would tell Shep is this. The pass defense has an excuse. Is you barely have anybody who's supposed to be out there for you. Your front seven's healthy. Mm-hmm. Figure it out, dude.
Yeah, 3/4 of your starting corners and safeties out.
It's Jared Goff on the Midday Show yesterday. Carson Anderson.
Go do it.
Go do it. He should have that mindset that they can go do it and belief in his team, and we're going to find a way. That is the athlete mindset, the competitor mindset. The only issue you could take with that, and I'm not personally offended, but you got to be careful going at fans. You're pissed off at fans for doubting. Fans have every right to doubt this football team. You've given them ample reason to doubt this football team. Don't lash out. Don't be pissed at that mindset. That mindset is a mindset that this football team has earned with their performance. I'm not offended by what he said. He just got to be careful going at fans.
Yeah, and I didn't take it. I don't think he was directing it at fans.
Who
I think
was it directed at?
At the comment.
Made by?
I understand. Yes, made by fans. Okay.
And that's Spin Zone. It's at fans. Is he mad at fans?
That's not Spin Zone. I don't see him as walking out of, you know, on the field at Ford Field and looking up and going, you people.
You ungrateful.
I can't believe you even showed up. Like, I just, that's not how I took that.
Let's get to the phones. Let's get to Stu in West Bloomfield. Stu, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good.
Cookies, how's your back doing?
Better. Young enough where I'm doing okay.
Yeah, he recovered quickly.
Hey, that means you're not in the land of old men yet.
Not yet.
All right, so with Jared Goff, I'm happy that he said that, and I'm happy that he's pissed, because the real fans with the glass half full, Team John.
Here we go.
Going to be, let's go. I don't care if we're 6-9 and got a 1.8% chance of making the playoffs. Let's go. We're riding with our team. Those Fairweather fans who's like, oh, well, you're on the losing streak. Now I don't believe in you. That's who he's talking to. Like, okay, we don't need y'all on the bandwagon, because when we make the playoffs, I don't want to see nobody trying to get tickets now. I want the fans that's here, ride or die with us. Go ahead. You're the true fans. Those are the ones I'm not pissed off at. I'm pissed off at the ones who want to, oh, well, I'm disappointed in the team, and the ones who keep bringing up the Brad Holmes decisions in the offensive line.
Okay, Stu, hold on. I know that I was having some fun with it yesterday. I appreciate you adding my total here in terms of glasses half full. It's okay to be upset that they didn't do more on the offensive line. It's okay to be upset at your team. It doesn't mean you're not going to go cheer for them on Sunday.
True. It's week 16. We got to stop bringing up the offensive line. We're not going to make any moves to get the, we got it, like you just said with Dan Campbell.
So, but Stu,
you can't say I can't call the play.
I know,
because Frazier can't block. I got to call a different play that Frazier can block.
Right, but we also can't talk about this team blindfolded. Like, if they lose a game because they can't run the ball, if they lose the game because they can't protect Jared Goff, you want us to have like a safe word? We shouldn't talk about the offensive line anymore.
Why?
Like, and that's the thing I'd say, Stu. What I don't understand is this like purity test. This purity test that only real fans believe this team. Like, you don't have to have blinders on to be a real fan. Real fans can watch this team and be disappointed.
If you still got breath in your body, we're fighting, kicking, and biting kneecaps.
I agree with you.
We're not giving up at week 16.
No one said give up, but if you're being honest about this team right now, they haven't played well enough.
I still believe they can make the playoffs.
Okay. I'm with you. I do, but it also doesn't mean you put blinders on. There's a reality to where they are and why they're here. Doesn't mean they can't overcome some of those, or shouldn't overcome some of them.
And I'll note, that guy, Stu, had no issue with Goff's comments, but he acknowledged that was Goff going at, quote, Fairweather fans.
Goff never complained about individual criticisms about the team. He's complaining about or pointing the finger at people who have given up when there's still a reasonable chance that the season's not over. Like, to me, Jim, with all due respect, I think this is a perfect example of his old quote where he said, some people in this town relish.
This is negativity.
This is relishing in negativity. Now, look, I'm tapping out if they lose Sunday. And I think most people will.
Well, yeah, I mean.
And I think they are close to being on the ledge, but I haven't given up yet.
Right.
There's a reasonable path to this team getting into the playoffs in a wide open league this year.
What was Doug's question? Can we play it again with the question?
We took some calls yesterday from fans who just don't think it's going to happen for you guys this year. What would you say? Right, I know.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. What would you say to try and reinstill faith in the people that are...
I don't need to reinstill instill faith in anyone. You know, it pisses me off a little bit to hear that, but we got to win this first one.
How dare fans doubt this football team, not Jared Goff's football team. I'm pissed off that you would doubt Jared Goff's football team. Doubt is encouraged at this point. It's been welcomed because they've earned doubt at this point, John. That's not, Tom, with all due respect, that's not fans saying they can't.
No, it's you relishing in negativity. You're taking it and making
it. I'm taking it for what it is.
No, but you're trying to make it. You're trying to take a shot at Jared Goff saying that he's taking a shot at fans. That's not what he did.
He did. The question was people who doubt you, people who don't think you're going to get it done. That pisses me off. That's a direct read of the audio. Everything else is spin.
So when you come home, I'll go back to my analogy. When you go home and you take your unnecessary bad mood out on your wife, are you then...
I'm in the wrong.
Right.
I'm in the wrong. Like Goff would be in the wrong.
No, I just... Okay, now you're... That's not... No.
Okay, why is
no,
it
No, because I just don't feel... I think he is mad at the situation, as he should be. I don't think he's putting anything, any taking shots at fans. I don't think he's taking shots at his team or anything. He is just upset and mad that they're not in a better position.
Let's get back to the people. Brian and Sylvian Lake, you're on 97.1. Sylvian Lake, what's up?
Hi, guys. Well, I don't think that Goff is mad at the fans at all. I believe that he's mad at himself and the team for performing in a manner that allows the fans to be worried that they're not going to be making the playoffs this year.
Sure, I think that's part of it.
Well, yeah, so I don't think he's got an issue with the fans at all.
He has an issue with people who don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
So,
I didn't take it like that.
What? Okay, Brian. Brian, this is that's exhausting. Fine. No, it may be exhausting for you, but if, and I know Greg's on the phone right now, I do want to hear it one more time because words matter. How many times? Yeah, I want to hear the whole thing. How many times do I say words matter? Brian, hang on the phone.
We took some calls yesterday from fans who just don't think it's going to happen for you guys this year. What would you say? Right, I know.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. What would you say to try and reinstill faith in the people that are...
I don't need to reinstill faith in anyone. You know, it pisses me off a little bit to hear that. But, we got to win this first one. And Pittsburgh at home, we'll have it in front of our home fans. And, it'll be great. You know, go out there and get that W and hopefully prove a lot of our people wrong.
So, Brian... I'm not sure if you picked up on it as well. He said that at that idea.
Yes.
Not they, or I'm not mad at them.
Exactly. He's pissed that they have given the fans a reason to doubt them.
Very well said.
And I'll tell you, I mean, I'm kind of upset myself. I mean, come on, man. Got to win.
We do.
We're on the same page there.
And it is, if we're talking about must-win games, they've got three of them right now. Yeah. Must win.
When he says, I don't need to reinstill faith in people. Yeah, you do.
I think there's still a lot of faith.
But the dismissive attitude towards doubting this football team. I don't need to reinstill faith, and it pisses me off that you wouldn't have faith.
He didn't say that you wouldn't have faith. You're putting words in his mouth.
Doug put the words out. Those are the only words we're discussing. The words were people who don't think you're going to get it done.
No, he said, I'm mad at that.
Mindset.
That idea. Not they, not them, not the individual fans. And I think the caller put it great. Like he's mad that he has caused this situation. He's been a part of what has caused this situation.
I think he's mad at the fans, too, that have given up. I do think that because I think he's right.
But give up was not part of this.
If you want to put words in his mouth, Tom put words in his mouth.
Did he use the word doubt there? I mean,
he said think. They didn't say declared it over.
He didn't say doubt. I mean, are we gonna? He didn't
think it word.
He said
or word.
What do you say to
sentence?
What do you say to fans who don't think
you're gonna get it done?
That means there are fans out there that don't. There isn't doubt there. They don't think it's gonna get it done. He doesn't like that there are fans out there that don't think they can get it done.
Why would... Okay.
You don't think they're going to get it done.
I don't. Does that mean Goff's pissed at me?
So why are you mad? Yeah, he is probably.
And I'm a bad fan. People who don't think they're going to get in are bad.
No, he didn't say that.
Tom was about to. Yeah. I'm not talking to Goff at that point. Tom was about to say that. Tim. You said, why were you a bad? Right? Do you think I'm a bad fan?
I think you've given up because you want to be
I haven't given up.
You don't think they're going to get it done.
Correct.
Then you've given up.
That's not the same thing.
Oh, gosh. This is such a relishing moment. This is relishing. We are relishing in
No. One person
semantics.
Is.
Who's this?
You got the quarterback who's pissed at the mindset that people would think this team would miss the playoffs. Gee, I wonder why we would think that, Jared.
What is their playoff percentage right now?
It's 25%, I think, New York Times Athletic. They got a quarter chance to get it. And we're the bad guys.
I want to know how they come up with those percentages.
The path is pretty simple here. Do you think they can win out? I think they can. I think it's a 50-50 proposition that this team wins out. If they win out, I believe the Bears will lose one of their next two and they'll get in the playoffs.
Yep. Simple
That's
as
pretty
that.
Reasonable. Are they in the best position? No. But to think...
Do you think they will?
I actually think they're going to, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. 248-539-9797-971.
Interesting feedback here we got from a Packer fan. Sends us this. You Lions fans are panicking over nothing. The Packers aren't winning another game this season. Way too many injuries to key components. Our goose is cooked. You guys are going to sneak in. Don't worry.
Well, they are. We saw the list one of the shows, the First Take show in our studio. And yes, with now Parsons and Kraft and Zach Tom and the list goes, the Christian Watson, who knows about him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're in tough shape.
We can relate.
Mm-hmm. No sympathy for them.
No, I mean, last year, remember this. Last year, the Lions defense didn't get banged up in the first round of the playoffs. They were banged up late in the year, and they kept winning.
Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving was the game where, I think McNeil got hurt and Montgomery, if I remember correctly.
They kept winning. They did a great job of finding ways to win, even shorthanded. And it's not ideal.
No.
But I always find it interesting. I mean, they didn't win at all.
No.
Got it. But this Packer fan's white flagging it with 3 weeks to go, and they're a game and a half up on Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears have been underdogs most games they've played. The fact that they're slight dogs does not matter.
That's true. They've...
And
they're getting better, too.
It is true, but why do you think Vegas hasn't responded to that? Because why do you think Vegas hasn't?
I don't know. They don't believe in Caleb.
Vegas isn't dumb. So, you know, the fact that they've won a bunch of games they aren't supposed to is fine, mm-hmm. and I'm impressed. Don't get me wrong. Now, Green Bay was a pretty heavy favorite, and now they're still favored. Even losing Micah. Now, it's only a point and a half at this point, but...
And the game's in Chicago.
It's in Chicago, yeah.
And the Packers are still favored?
Packers are favored.
Wow.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Ken, you have any idea why Green Bay would still be favored?
I mean, Vegas is just all about getting the even money on each side, so they just know where the money's going, so they put the line to continue the even money, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, of course, but
they don't predict who's going to win. They just try to put the number at where they would get
right. They want 50-50.
Yeah,
but it's still a curious point spread, is it not?
Yes.
You have to ask the public that then, Doug.
I know, right?
The public's the one who decides the line, really.
Well, that's true. What else we got here to the Carson Anderson inbox? Letting Zeitler go and picking Hooker. Everyone knows Rakestraw was injury prone. Thanks. That's from Wags. Look, they take chances. They took J-Mo coming off a knee injury.
Pascal was injured too. They love their injured players.
Well, they love the football players, and they're not as scared as injuries. Right. Like if you decide you're not going to take a guy who's injured, you don't have J-Mo.
Right.
So you know some risks are worth it.
Mm-hmm. There's another. The other one I thought of was taking Levi Onwuzurike in round two instead of Nick Bolton.
Yeah, this topic feeds right into what you do and your list of guys they should have taken. Next text, the Bears, I'm sorry, I think everybody's overlooking the Vikings. J.J. McCarthy is playing better and better. I say the Vikings beat Detroit for the second time and put them out of their misery.
That would not stun me. They beat them here.
We talked
about it. And
J.J.
is getting a little better.
Sometimes teams have your number.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, then they might be in trouble against the Vikings, and the Bears might be in trouble against the Lions.
By the way, speaking of numbers, there's two little things that I saw that I couldn't believe. Well, one, I definitely believe. Now, two is what? 0-6 against in games where the weather is 40 degrees or lower.
What's that, the Lions?
Tua.
Tua's 0-6.
0-6. He lost last night in Pittsburgh. It was cold.
Right.
0-6.
Yep.
And speaking of the Steelers, do you realize that they have not lost a home Monday night football game since 1992? 23 straight Monday night football games have been played in Pittsburgh. The Steelers have won. That is incredible to me.
That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
I mean, well, that's why the whole Tomlin.
It's a coward, too.
Well, sure. But the Tomlin stuff blows my mind that there's talk of getting rid of him. And it felt like a few weeks ago there was real momentum where former Steelers are speaking up and all that. And I look at that team, and I see a team that's been kind of piecemealed together, and he's got them right back where they always are. And, you know, they're I get that you get sick of the playoff collapses, but they won a Super Bowl in 2008. They've missed the playoffs since then five times, since 2008. They lost in another Super Bowl. I don't want to go. Well, let's see. Their record in the playoffs. How many playoff games have they won that time? Two, three, four, five. They've won five playoff games in that time, and they've lost four straight. Six straight playoff losses. Going back to 2016 when they made it to the AFC Championship game, they lost that. Then they lost in the first round the next five times. But they're always in the mix. They're always over 500. I don't know. I just think Tomlin's brilliant. And that stat is wild.
Well, the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, a lot of people want John Harbaugh gone now.
What would happen if the Steelers hosted a Monday night game on a week that followed a Lions loss? And they played the Lions in Pittsburgh. Lions coming off a loss, Steelers hosting on Monday night.
I don't know. I mean, the odds would say Pittsburgh's going to win because they win at home on Monday night. But thankfully, the game will be at Ford Field on Sunday.
Yep.
It'll be nice and warm for Jim Nantz, Tony Romo, and Tracy Wolfson.
Is that the crew we got?
Yes. We got the CBS A crew.
Well, that's interesting because we may get the CBS or the NBC A crew on that last game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're done with 1 o'clock games, right?
Yes, we are. Christmas, I don't know who does the game. Christmas is a Netflix game, right?
That's right.
Is that Kevin Harlan? I don't even know.
On the Monday Night Preview show on ESPN, they showed the Oz the Mentalist guy with the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Did you see what he did with them?
No, I've seen him a lot with all sorts of teams. I saw him with Howard Stern. I know he's coming to a Defeat the Label charity, I believe, next year here. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I don't believe in any of this crap, so I'd be the perfect person to.
What do you mean you don't believe in any of this crap?
I don't believe he can do what he's doing. There's got to be, it's crazy.
So what he did with them.
He has to have some kind of intel.
He had him throw a football around the room. He just threw a football out there and threw it to Bradley Chubb, threw it to Mike Hilton, threw it to Dwayne Eskridge, et cetera, et cetera. And it ended up with Tyreek Hill, whose nickname is Cheetah. And then he wrote Chubb, Hilton, Eskridge. Can't remember who the other guys were. No, Tua was one. A-Chain, Hill. It spelled out Cheetah. They threw it around the room. He had them throw it around the room, and the last names of all the guys spelled out Cheetah, and it ended up in Tyreek Hill's hands.
Well, because Oz Perlman is a cheetah.
What's that?
He's a cheetah. He has intel.
Is that what you think?
No. I don't know. It is fascinating. Did you ask Goff about it? Because he came, it was Goff saved Brown, and I think, I don't know if it was Gibbs or somebody else.
I didn't ask him about it. We're going to ask him next week about folding presents for that Netflix commercial, which was pretty funny. But, yeah, the guy's incredible.
I know. It is amazing. He's local, too.
Is he?
He went to North Farmington High School, I believe.
Oh, did he really? Mm-hmm. Wow. Impressive. All right. It's the Stony topic. What is the move you wish that Brad Holmes didn't make? Some of them posted here on Twitch. The Tesla trade, not a knock on him as a player and what he can do, but I just don't think it was needed with JMO and Amon-Ra. That's from Debt313.
And let alone the draft capital they gave up.
Aaron says, if I'm wiping out one pick, it's Ennis Rakestraw. Yeah, I mean, look, he's not going to get them all right.
Nobody gets them all right. I always mention Howie Roseman, okay? He selected Jalen Reagor instead of Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. Well, one of the teams that swung and missed at a bunch of moves was Seattle, all while competing for Super Bowls in the heart of the Russell Wilson era.
Yes.
But they had a bunch of moves. I mean, they signed Matt Flynn to a big contract.
Yeah.
They traded for Percy Harvin. They drafted Aaron Curry, all while building a Super Bowl roster.
Right.
And they put a lot of resources into things that didn't work out.
Aaron Curry's the guy a lot of people here wanted the Lions to take one overall instead of Stafford.
I admittedly was amongst them.
Me too.
Yep.
How stupid were we?
Yeah, well, what else is new? 248-539-9797. Stoney's in for Gator. It is the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1.
All right, 4 o'clock, and boy, I can't tell you what we were just talking about, but it was TJ's finest hour. Listen.
Cupcakes?
No.
Oh,
the other discussion. I want you to lay out this scenario, because I think it's interesting, and I it's not impossible. It's just a lot needs to happen. But you were talking about, guys, we've said, I'm not writing the Lions off for making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it. My doubt is based in 3 months of not stacking wins, and now I need to stack wins. But I won't write this team off. But you had a different conversation. You go, fellas, look at it a different way. Not about making the playoffs. They could win the division.
Yeah.
Lay this out for the people.
And stick with me, because I know for some people it might be far-fetched. Like, the division? No, we're just trying to sneak into the playoffs. And we went through the different scenarios, and I asked you guys, are they possible? Like, I'm not laying out 117 things that are like, you need this to happen, that. Like, there's not 100 things that need to happen. I said, and it started with the discussion, who are we rooting for tomorrow night with the Bears-Packers? And I'm looking at it a different way, saying, I think this division is still in reach, because when you look at both those teams' schedules, is it possible that they both go 1-2? Yes, it is. The Bears have to play Packers. They have to play San Francisco, and then they obviously have to play the Lions. So I'm going to lay this scenario based off of you, the Lions. We all know, hey, you're basically in playoff mode, right? You got to beat Pittsburgh this weekend. You got to beat Minnesota next weekend. You got to beat Chicago. Are those all possible, plausible scenarios? Like, that's not, I'm not asking Miami to go beat the Rams and, hey, all of a sudden we get this. So I'll put it this way. So if the Bears win against Green Bay tomorrow night, that would give them 11 wins, right? So the Bears' remaining schedule, they have to go big West Coast trip out to San Francisco, who is still somehow playing for not only the NFC West division,
number one.
They're going to be playing for the number one seed. Is it plausible? Rico, you looked at the line. You said San Fran's basically about -2.5 favorites against Chicago. Right. Okay, so I'm assuming that the Bears are going to go beat the Packers, then they're going to go lose to San Fran, and then you get them in Week 18, which you need to win. Packers, you're coming off a loss against Chicago. You got to go next week. You're against the Baltimore Ravens, who are in the same boat as the Steelers coming in. Dangerous team, right? Finally getting healthy. Got some guys. You're down Micah Parsons. Is it plausible that they lose to Baltimore?
Green Bay is -3 in that game.
Okay, so that's going to – just looking at that off the top, that's
– game's in Green Bay.
That's a coin flip game, right? Okay. So the way that I look at it is, if this scenario happens where we obviously know you have to win out, but if the Bears beat Packers, Bears lose to San Fran, Packers lose to Baltimore, you're going to be looking at that Bears matchup not only for a playoff spot, but for a chance to have the three seed and have a home playoff game. And I'm not trying to go tinfoil hat on people and say, oh, you need like 117 different things to do. And like, I'm in the lab and I'm poking different buttons and we need this and oh, tiebreaker. Like, I'm going to the 18th tiebreaker.
It's a little shiny.
It is a little shiny, but it's not. But no, but we had this discussion off air and both of you told me it's not unrealistic.
It's not. It's a seven-leg parlay.
If I threw something at you and I said, hey, we need the Raiders to beat the Rams on Monday night in L.A., you'd look at me and be like, okay, stop. Full stop. Not happening.
No. I get that.
But possible that the Bears have to go to San Fran, who are playing for the one seed. Possible that the Packers have to play Baltimore Ravens, who are playing for their division. Right. Those are possible scenarios. So it's not, I'm not going 100 things. Three or four things need to happen your way. Obviously, you got to take care of your own business.
But
you got to win.
Here's
that's the biggest thing.
But here's where it becomes a seven-leg parlay, because mixed into all of that is a team that hasn't won consecutive games since September. Correct. To win three in a row.
Fair. And you got to be the Debbie Downer, and I don't blame you for doing it. Like, that's
not a Debbie Downer.
No, but it's fair. No, but it's in my scenario, okay. It's a Debbie Downer. In reality, let's come back to reality. It's not a Debbie Downer because that's completely accurate. That is completely fair. And this.
So, no, is it? Can all of those things happen? Yeah, that's
yes,
why
it
I said it's like placing seven safe bets, but all in one parlay.
Oh, that's
and all you need is one to screw up, and you're like, you got to be kidding me.
You could take a five-game parlay and take all the teams that are plus 350. Mm-hmm. One of them's going to lose, right? There's going to be something weird that happens. But if I'm sitting in that locker room, and obviously these guys aren't thinking about the different scenarios. Their goal, the coach's goal, the player's goal is, hey, one game at a time. We're in playoff mode. We lose. There's still a scenario. It might be a little bit more wacky that you can still get in with 10 wins if the Packers and the Bears, you know, whoever wins tomorrow night, if they both finish 1-2 and you got 10 wins, you're going to have the tiebreaker over the Bears. That's, you know what, we'll have that discussion in 2 weeks from now when you're going to Chicago to play that game. But I don't think that scenario is as wacky as people might think. Like, there's not so many different things that need to happen, which is why I'm looking at the big picture and saying, you know, obviously, the division is goal number one. That's always goal number two. Hey, just get in the playoffs, see what happens. Goal number one is still, in my mind, feasible. Like, it's still right in front of you. But I think you need the Bears to win tomorrow night. And then you got to, obviously, we'll get into next week. You need the Bears to lose to San Fran, which is a very losable game for them. I just don't think it's as far-fetched as people might think.
TJ, my thing is this. I think it's easier if you just have the Packers win.
And just let them take the division and give then just battle
division,
for a playoff
spot. You know what?
Which is,
you didn't earn it.
Yep, that's a totally different path.
If you get the division this year, you stole it. You didn't earn it. Give it to Green Bay, and it sets you up for that last game, winner take all, against the Bears.
For a playoff spot.
For a wild card spot.
Right. Yeah. Which is,
I think that's more plausible.
If I had to pick one of the two, obviously I think that one would probably be more realistic. But it's not like...
No, yours.
Head and shoulders, like, above
the
other
one.
No,
but it's like Green Bay wins, and you know what? Now, if you go out there and you beat the Bears, you're in.
Yeah, I mean, listen, bottom line is we're basing this off of the fact that you're in playoff mode. Like, you have to win games. And is it going to be tough? Hell yeah, it's going to be tough. Pittsburgh's fighting for their lives, man. They're fighting for their division. Aaron Rodgers is a seasoned veteran, experienced quarterback in these type of games. Like, you can't underestimate
TJ,
that. I don't think they are.
I'm
which
with
is why
you
we all
this.
Picked the Lions on this, but
no.
it's not going to be easy.
I'm with you on
and
I know where he's going to come from. But this is where Tomlin gets dangerous, because he just can't let let the playoffs go. He will find a way to say, no, wait for me. I want to be in this year's playoffs.
And they might still
do
that. And I don't mean to, you know, be negative on Mike Tomlin. He's a phenomenal coach. He's made the playoffs or been above 500 for 20 straight years.
Phenomenal.
Well, he's got two Super Bowls. I mean, he's
dude,
a
it was
good
15
coach,
years
dude.
Ago. He's well, done.
You know what? One question I'll ask you, Mike. Yeah. Look at, and maybe this isn't fair, but some head coaches you look at and you look at their tree. Who are the coaches under them? Who are coaches that have gone on? I can't name one person that's under the Mike Tomlin tree that went on to take over a team and their head coach. And,
David?
And that's not derogatory towards Mike Tomlin. He's a two-time Super Bowl winner, and he's been above 500 his basically entire career.
He also hasn't won a playoff game in a decade.
That exactly.
I'm just trying to say, like, come on.
Yeah, so I could see both sides.
I mean, I like the Aviators, but and it's fun.
Leslie Frazier? Was
the only one. No, Leslie Frazier, no. What? The only one that was
trying
good
to claim Leslie Frazier
from under the tree was Bruce Arians. That's the only one.
Okay. Yeah, okay. And Bruce was.
But he's had Todd Haley, Mike Munchak, Brian Leftwich. Like, he's had people that have gone on to coach other places that have not been good.
Yeah, and kind of the same path as, like, a lot of Patriots coaches, right? Like, that was the thing with them forever, is like, yeah, we're going to do the Patriot way. Well,
no, you're not.
Soon you realize, oh, we don't have Tom Brady. We don't have the play callers.
So if their playoff odds are anywhere, depending on where you look, between 25 and 42%,
yep,
right? What do you place your scenario at, percentage-wise?
For... which scenario? To win
yours
the division?
To win the division. I'm just interested in what
I
your
would probably
is.
Put it at, which is why I kind of talked myself into it. I don't want to go too high, but I also don't want to go too, I'd say probably like 33%.
So if to win the division is 33%, what is your belief percentage-wise that they're making the playoffs? Because I have a feeling you're more confident than what the math is suggesting.
Yeah, I think I'm still around 50%.
So you're slightly higher. No big deal.
A little bit. Okay. No. I'm not going to say I'm 80%.
Yeah, look, I have no fear about this weekend.
And
I just worry about at Minnesota.
Yeah, but
or
doesn't
at
that
Chicago.
Scare you, though, a little bit?
What?
No,
that,
you're
none
right.
None of us
no,
have
no.
fear about this
the last
weekend.
Time
like,
I
that's,
felt
that's
this
kind
way.
Of spooky.
Yeah, but they don't
that's
lose back-to-back
back
games.
With Giants, where it's like.
It was the Giants and it was Minnesota. We're both free squares to me at home. Guys. Go do something else because
well,
you need the game
at
halftime.
I know. I'm just putting it. No, go ahead, Mike.
Let me say this. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I've got no one's really got a better handle on when the Lions are going to lose than me.
Really?
Oh,
okay.
Well, I'm 5-1.
Because you're like a drum major.
No,
tooting
I've
your
picked
own
against
horn.
Them six times this season, and I'm 5-1. Okay. I've picked the right
Rico,
games.
You got a siren over there somewhere?
I can. You know what? Here, I don't
do?
Care. I'll
do
it for you. No, I'm just saying they don't lose back-to-back games. They're at home, and they can't get beat by old balls. It's law.
No.
Now, the next 2 weeks, I get a little nervous.
But here's the thing. Kind of like what TJ said. I felt the same way against the Giants.
I know.
Like,
we're such bums.
Guys, this is just, you know, let's just get healthy. I remember telling you, like, TJ, we should just go out there, and by halftime, Goff and all these guys should be on the sideline in street clothes.
60-yard field goal to save your ass.
Right.
Yeah. Are you sticking for Husetter, or do you
got
to go? It's no big deal.
I got time.
Okay.
Are we going
to
do it next?
Yeah, we'll do it right now.
Yeah, I'll hang around.
No, but it's an interesting scenario. And no, don't let anyone tell you.
But it's not like tinfoil hat, you're crazy.
No,
there's
no way
that's happening.
Don't let anyone gaslight you into that.
All right.
I
just wanted to have that conversation. Thank you.
As long as you didn't say, oh, Grumble, it's 75%. I'd be like, okay, hold on.
We need the Dolphins to beat the Seahawks, and then we need the Raiders
right.
to beat
different.
The Rams, and then we need
all we need
beat
is the Raiders
game.
To go to Philly.
And then
okay,
then we need a tie in this game. Like it's not,
no,
it's
no,
not,
it's
really
far
not
from
that,
that.
It's not that far fetched.
All right, we'll get to who said it next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.